It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit EpicFits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Sources, several sources, say SEC teams may not survive fall camp after the grueling task of playing against themselves every day. One assistant coach is calling it, and I quote, the most physically taxing 7-on-7s in the nation, end quote. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. I saw that, and I'm just like, that's too good. I got to share that. All right, along the lines of potentially disrespectful, honestly, I like what we're about to talk about, but a couple people have mentioned to me that some of the national pundits all offseason have hyped up Nebraska, at least a little bit, like post-spring. Nebraska was in a ton of preseason top 25s. Joel Klatt's post-spring top 25, a lot of these guys. Then the AP poll comes around and the coaches poll comes around and we're 34th in one and 39th in the other. And now all of a sudden these preseason Joel Klatt's, and Joel does a great job to be clear, but all of a sudden we're gone. We played zero games between now and then. And so some folks are kind of like, it feels like people hop on us for clicks, but then there's a little bit of unintentional, maybe intentional disrespect where we shouldn't be, at least be top 30, top 35. I don't know. For me, I want to be overlooked. You know, all this, you know, we have a center who could potentially win the Remington and the possible Joe Moorhead offensive line award, you know, being good enough to win that. And, you know, this guy being this and this guy being that, leading the nation in punt returns. I love all that stuff. But I actually like flying under the radar because there's been too many times when there's been hype, there's been excitement. It doesn't quite match what happens on the actual field come the following fall. I'd rather be a little bit overlooked. I'd rather fly under the radar. If I'm being honest with you, I kind of equate it to myself. I always felt overlooked. I always felt kind of disrespected. I've talked about, you know, when I first got here, I had not a chip on my shoulder, but a whole forest. And I like that. I liked coming out of nowhere and hitting somebody in the mouth and proving them wrong. And if there's a small group of people that believe in you, proving those people right. And I would actually prefer that for Nebraska this fall. Like, can we be talked about less? Can we be talked about not much? And can we just come out and hit people in the mouth and do it on the football field? And, you know, sometimes when my kids are playing sports, they tend to do well. But if sometimes there's a situation where maybe a coach is overlooking something, my response isn't, hey, go whine and complain to the coach. My response is go out, do such a good job that it's undeniable. They cannot overlook you. It is undeniable. They have to put you out in whatever it is you're trying to do. That's my response. And that's what I want Nebraska to be this year. Be undeniable. Do it on the field. By the way, if we start winning some football games, as soon as that happens, the national media is going to hop on, just like they did after the Colorado game until Indiana happened. Like, they're going to hop on because they know the reaction Nebraska fans will give. But I would prefer to fly under the radar. I would prefer to just come out, hit people in the mouth, and earn it on the football field. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine where they landed, you know, kind of in between 35 and 40 is actually a jump from where they finished last season, right? Maybe 20 spots, 25 spots. Obviously, the top 25, you don't go that far into what it would be like. But when you think about a 7-win team, that's about what you're looking at. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit of still an expectation for Nebraska to rise up, of course, to get into the other receiving votes, to get to rise up. To where they are now, they had to have several voters vote them in the top 25. So it's just kind of a difference of opinion, and not everybody was willing to buy in quite yet. And again, to that, I'd say fair enough. I mean, that's what I would do too. If you have, especially if you're an AP voter who's been burnt by Nebraska every time you believed him in for the last 8 years, you know, I think that probably, honestly, probably factors in a little bit as well. So I don't mind where it's at. I think it's still an elevation from last year, and I think that's probably fair with Dana Holgorsen and Dylan Riley going into year two, year three under Matt Rhule. But then we kind of like to hide some of the other deals where, you know, there's, you know, obviously longstanding problems within the program about winning close games. And just to be quite honest, that the performance in the Pinstripe Bowl, good enough to get a win, probably not good enough to be a top 25 team this, you know, kind of going in. So I think it's probably a fair place for them to start the season. And if you look at it as overlooked or that way, I would just have to say it would be hard for me to get there, because what has Nebraska done to earn the preseason top 25 validation? Again, to some, that's how they kind of got into the others receiving votes. They put them in there, but I'm not going to be offended that if somebody doesn't have them.
It's kind of like Penn State. Like, in my opinion, Penn State has the best, it depends on how you define best roster. Like Ohio State has the best offensive and defensive players in America, Jeremiah Smith, Caleb Downs, but they have their offensive coordinator is new. Their defensive coordinator is new. They got a whole bunch of new pieces across the board as well. So you could argue pure talent. Maybe they've got more experience, accomplished players, coordinators. That actually goes to Penn State, including their defensive coordinator who went over from Ohio State to Penn State. So it kind of depends on how you look at it. It's funny you talk about that Pinstripe Bowl, because I'm actually looking at the stats again. Like, I felt, especially in the first half of the game, like we were dominating the game. We were clearly the better team. Again, a block punt. I think it was a block PAT. Did they return that back for two?
Yeah.
So literally a 3-point swing. We lost the turnover battle. Okay, and I remember that. We lost the penalty battle. Like, penalties, turnovers, special teams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Those are things that can swing the momentum of a game in favor of the team that's not as good. Because we won 20-15. I honestly felt like we outplayed Boston College by at least two scores, yet it's a close 5-point game. So my point is, coming into this season, if we can be more disciplined in the turnover penalty department and Eckler can just get our special teams to average, and as the season goes along, hopefully above average, maybe good at some point by the end of the year, I feel like there would be a lot of games we would have won in recent years. Again, more talented than Boston College, outplayed Boston College. Same thing with the Iowa game, yet Boston College was really close. Iowa, unfortunately, went the wrong way. It's the little things have bitten Nebraska. Not necessarily, there's been some large things over the years as well, but not necessarily on a consistent basis. The large things, I'm going to come back to, the biggest thing that's going to dictate whether Nebraska wins or loses, wins 7, 8, 9, 10 games, it's going to be the fourth quarter. We're not built to just run your typical Big Ten team out of the stadium. We're built to win games, but there's going to be a lot of close games, and it's going to come down, honestly, to two-minute situations on defense and what the quarterback, Dylan Raiola, does with the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter come clutch time on offense. Like, Dylan Raiola, like, he's going to – I don't want to use the L-word, legacy. Like, he's got a couple of years left to play in college, 2 to 3, whatever the case may be. He's got – it's not all on this season, but this is a big season. This is that Matt Rhule year 3 season. There's been a lot of confident talk this entire offseason. it's kind of one of those things. And you've even said, hey, maybe this is the year that Rhule was really hired for, was year three, 2025. This is maybe make or break. I don't know if it's make or break, but we need to see progression in the right direction. Because we don't. If we don't at least see at least eight in that win column by the end of the year, that's when people are going to get itchy, antsy. I don't want to say impatient, because Husker fans have been incredibly patient over the years, but it's going to come down to certain situations. It's going to come down to third and short. It's going to come down to goal line situations on offense and defense. The red zone, how do we handle basic things, all right? Whether it be punt protection, whether it be field goal protection, whether it be covering on special teams and punting the ball the right direction and things of that nature, things that have cost us games over the years. It's going to be those little things. And those little things over time, and pretty quickly, to be honest with you, they add up to big things. Those inches that you fight for on every play, they add up to major yards by the end of the game, which is why you fight for every inch on every play. Because all of a sudden, that can add up big time as the game goes along. You got any other thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, and I guess I just want to phrase a question to you, because in general, I think over the years, and especially under Scott Frost, I suppose, you know, it just kind of kept going, those close losses. Is it something that once you win a few, you've learned to win and you can move that forward here in year three under Matt Rhule? Because I think that's more of a possibility now than what it was maybe year four, year under five under Frost, where it's like, okay, if they win one, it almost might be by chance because they just aren't winning enough of them. But as Matt Rhule is building the program and as they, you know, adding more wins year by year, hopefully, obviously in this third year, I think there would be a more of a, okay, yeah, they are taking those steps to win one, not necessarily just, okay, it's finally swinging in their way.
It's an inner belief that leads to a self-fulfilling prophecy. Until, if you're used to winning, you're going to believe that you're going to win, and there is something to a self-fulfilling prophecy. That does have an impact. And if you haven't won and you haven't had success versus ranked teams, versus a particular team, a la Ohio State, Michigan, okay, you can't tell me there wasn't a little bit of, oh, here we go again in that fourth quarter in Columbus last November, which probably impacted Michigan actually winning that game when Ohio State was clearly the actual better team, had the home field advantage and everything else. You get a couple of those wins, you're like, all right, I've done this before. We've been here. And it's a little bit of that self-fulfilling prophecy. If you struggle in certain situations against really good teams or against a particular team, that becomes an inner belief. Like, I'm kind of used to this. This is what's going to happen. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's one of those things where we were 2-4 last year in one score games. I mean, you at least want to be 4-2. But with the struggles we've had, I guess that's a step in the right direction. But I think there's going to be at least 6-1 score games this year. And we have to be definitely better than 500 in those situations, against, especially against teams that we should beat. All right. I thought this was interesting. Is there anything off the text line real quick?
Just a lot of people kind of saying that Nebraska should not be in the top 25. I got like 4 straight texts kind of agreeing with us that would not be earned as of yet.
All right. So Isaiah Williams, 4-star blue chip linebacker. You want to hear about his recruitment journey so far?
Yeah.
November 2023 commits to Louisville. January 2024 decommits. April 2024 commits to Syracuse. August 2024 decommits. September 2024 commits to Florida State. November 2024 decommits. March 2025 commits to Florida. May 2025 flips to Ole Miss. Today, flips to Florida State and has shut down his recruitment.
Good.
So I'm not even slamming the kid. I'm just like, what in the world is going on? If you're a Florida State fan, do you feel good about him being a rock solid commit at this point?
Absolutely not. And even less about him staying for 4 years.
Oh, that's a good point. All right. Oh, we were supposed to get to Dayton Raiola. We'll do it. So he had a big game last night, national televised game on ESPN. So he plays for Buford High School, as most people know. $62.2 million football facility they just built at Buford, by the way. Had a big time game last night. All right. When we come back, we'll chat about Dayton's performance. We will get into alternate uniforms, our thoughts on them versus USC, and reaction to some press conference information from Holgorsen and Raiola. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.